This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. John is engineering the broadcast at GCN in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line, 605-477-3249. When I was in elementary school, I was told by my teachers, don't cheat, you'll only cheat yourself. What a hard concept to understand, you know, the first time you hear it. Then the second time you hear it, you know, maybe there's some truth in that. Third time you hear it, yeah, I think I get it. Well, that's what I was told over and over in elementary school. Now, I attended a different elementary school from your instructor today, Marty Barrett, but I'm pretty darn sure she heard the same thing. Welcome, Marty Barrett.
How you doing? I sure hope we don't lose you. Awful storms here.
Yeah. Yeah, well, if we lose the connection, just please call back. Well, Marty, did you hear that too? Don't cheat, you'll only be cheating yourself in elementary school?
Sure did. And there were big consequences if you were even suspected of cheating.
Okay, and, let's talk about it.
It's an interesting topic because it's not looked at the same way as it was then. I mean, what would you have felt like if you got caught cheating? What would your reaction have been?
I would have been mortified. I would have felt like I committed a crime that no amount of penance would help me recover from. I would be shamed by everybody.
Right, and then, probably your parents as well.
Oh, man, that would be just the icing on the cake. My parents would have been livid. How dare I? You know, I was raised better than that. What were you thinking?
Uh-huh.
And it would go on for weeks, maybe months. maybe longer. Am I exaggerating? Isn't that the way it was at your house?
Sure. I wouldn't have thought of it. I probably would have had a heart attack worrying that I'd be discovered.
Mm-hmm.
I found a student cheating once, and he said, well, I tried. Embarrassed.
Tried what? To cheat?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I tried. Just, wow. You know, look the other way. Like uh-huh. It was just something you could try and perhaps get away with, and that was a great thing.
Okay, so just the topic or the thought of cheating. And I was thinking, all right, so what does a person do that's a cheater? Okay, so maybe they work at the, you know, the local drugstore, you know, the chain drugstore. They get a job there at minimum wage or just a little bit above. So that cheating probably carries on to, well, what can I put in my pockets? You know, they're not paying me enough here because, you know, I deserve more than that. I agreed to work for X amount per hour, but I know I'm worth more than that. So I ought to get, you know, a few packages of this and that, and it'll fit in my coat, and off I go. I have a feeling that it continues on with theft.
It probably
does. That's cheating.
Mm-hmm. And at my institution, if you're reported three times, you're kicked out of the college. Three times you have to be caught. That doesn't mean three times you're cheating. That means three times you're caught cheating. So it's probably many more that you're cheating and just being crafty enough not to get caught.
Mm-hmm. Marty, what? Now you teach biology at the college level.
Mm-hmm.
So. What would happen to one of your students who would become a nurse who survived the college experience by cheating his or her way through. What would happen when that student becomes a nurse and is treating a patient?
Well, my hope is that they don't get past the next step, because my course, they have to lean on to, it's really the foundation for several other courses. And even if they got in the nursing program with, you know, grades that look good, I think once they got there, they'd be so lost. My hope is that they'd fail out at that point with a shaky foundation. But they might cheat their way through that as well.
Wow.
And I don't want to be this, to see them coming at me with sharp medical equipment. And I think part of the problem is I'm not even sure that they think cheating is wrong. Because the whole world is filled with information free to take. And I think they have that kind of mentality where it's free to everybody, any information at any time. And I don't think, I'm sure they don't take it to the extent that we would have at our age when we were young children.
It was clear what
cheating was then. Now I think they think, well, if I look at my phone, look up a couple things, it's not really cheating. You know, it's free information. Although in my book it is. And I've mastered the art of ripping a test louder than anything in the world. So if I see a student cheating, I make a big deal and rip the test so that every single person in the classroom looks up. Because I want the message to get out there that this is not a good thing.
Okay, so can you describe your classroom, please?
A big lecture hall seating about 75 students. So every chair is taken. So you could look at the person next to you, their test, fairly easily. And you could, I insist they put their hands on the table, but if they put their hands in their lap or something, it's hard to monitor 75 people at the same time.
Mm-hmm. So when they have their hands on their laps, do you think that they are texting? Do you think that they're doing research?
Mm-hmm. What they're doing is probably going over their notes online and looking right at their notes. And I also see a lot of sharing among students, but a lot of them forget the basic premise. They're cheating off their friend, but they forgot the key thing is somebody has to know the right answers. And if you're looking at your friend's test and he doesn't know any more than you know, that's not going to help you.
You know, I'm trying to think, is there a subject where you could get by life cheating your way through that subject? Would it be English? I don't think so.
No.
Would it be math? I don't think so.
You know, there are sites, however, though, in math, where you can go on the site, you can put in any problem, regardless of the difficulty. It could be, differential equations, and it'll come up with the answer and show your work.
Wow.
So, you know, it's not just coming up with the answer. It also shows your work, so you'd get by on that if you had access to that program, which anybody could. So I'm trying to think of any program that you wouldn't – I mean, I guess something very vague, but I think you need to really know the information in almost any major.
Okay, so you catch a person cheating. You rip up his test. Then what happens? What's next?
I give them a zero, and I report them to the public safety office.
Public and safety?
Safety, yes, like the, you know, security guards.
Okay.
They keep a record of cheaters.
Okay.
But, like I said, it's got to be three times before you're thrown out. And that's three times that you're caught.
Okay. So once you catch a student... And I'm sure that's against the policy of the institution, right? Cheating is I'm sure it's addressed in some student handbooks, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Once a student is caught cheating by you, they know ahead of time because they've received the student manual or the student handbook. They know that there's punishment. Now, are they annoyed with you for catching them?
Yes. Yes. I had one that said, you're embarrassing me by ripping the test up. And I said, that's my purpose. That's what I'm trying to do. And then I had another one. She goes, I just won't accept this. I can't accept this.
And
she stood
what?
Next to me, wouldn't leave, like because I said, you get a zero for this. And just kept pestering me, wouldn't leave. And I said, would you like to go see the dean? She goes, yes, I would. Yes, I'd like to go see the dean. Uh-huh. And I said, that's good, because he keeps a separate list of cheaters. So let's go see him.
Mm-hmm.
Then she goes, no, never mind.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually have the nerve to, you know, kick back when they're cheating, instead of just saying, oh, I'm so sorry, you know.
So
how we would have reacted.
No remorse. Are you saying that generally there's no remorse, or universally there's no remorse?
Almost all the time there's no remorse.
Wow.
They think it's okay if you get away with it.
Wow.
And, you know, I hate to think these are our engineers designing bridges, or, you know, healthcare workers or whatever. I'd like to think they know their material.
Airplanes.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow, this is extremely upsetting to me. I'm going to use the word hate. I understand that you can't hate anymore. Well, I hate people who cheat. I hate people
mm-hmm.
who lie. I do.
Yeah.
I absolutely hate them. I don't want anything to do with them. Now, what happens with the next test, Marty? So she gets a zero. It's publicly displayed. There's been cheating. She gets a zero. How does she do on the next test?
Oh, I make her sit right in front of me.
Okay.
That's, you know, right in front of me, and there's no opportunity for cheating.
All right. And how does she...
Okay.
Okay.
Because they knew they couldn't cheat that time.
Okay. And so do you say, just want to let you know, class, that when this happens, this is exactly what happens. There's a little bit of embarrassment. Actually, there's a lot of embarrassment. Everyone knows who the cheaters are, and they get they get rewarded with front row seating. Do they know that ahead of time?
I put in my syllabus that I'll take someone to the student conduct committee if I find them cheating.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't know that somebody can't go there until they're found cheating three times.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And
I don't announce anything publicly, but ripping up the test makes everybody look up.
Okay. And do you say in the beginning of class number one, first class for the semester, that heads up, cheating is just not tolerated in this class? Do they know
yes.
that? Okay.
Yes.
So even though they've read it, even though they've heard it, they still try. Okay.
Right.
Well, very good. Marty Barrett's with us. She teaches college. She and I were lab partners at the university studying hard science, chemistry. We'll be right back. Sherry in Kansas, you're up next.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Marty Barrett's with us. College instructor. She teaches biology and has for decades. Sherry in Kansas, welcome. You're on with Marty Barrett.
Hi, you guys. In doubt. This may not seem like it's related, but I think it could be. When I had my son, it was 1973, and I was not offered. They didn't have sonograms then, and I don't know when sonograms came in. But there, you know, that is, I've heard a lady say that's like hitting a child in the womb with, and it's like an echo chamber. I mean, technically it's sonar, and we have no idea what that has done to the generation of children that get that, and also all the other RFR, you know, radio frequency energy that they're exposed to now.
Sherry, are you suggesting that we could be causing defects in our children who would otherwise be born, we'll call it normal, by some of these procedures that are used before the birth of the child, during the...
We have no idea.
Okay. Marty, what do you think?
I think it's really unproven at this point. I think more than physical damage, I think it's cultural damage with the technology. They have short attention spans, poor social skills. I don't think that's anything we've done to them physically, but I think as a culture, we've allowed this technology to play too big of a part.
Anyway, Vince, when you have doctors on, would you bring that up?
You're talking about Dr. Norman Shealy?
Dr. Shealy and other doctors, yeah.
Sure. Sure, I'll be glad to.
I've heard that it's like, you know, a fish, if they're in water where they're doing sonar, they can swim away. A baby cannot swim away.
Well, that's a very good point. Okay, Sherry, thank you very much. Is there anything else you wanted to mention?
No.
Okay. Thank you for the call. It's an interesting thought. Very good. So, Marty, social skills, what has happened with social skills?
When a class takes a break, it ends up just being everybody just takes out their phone. Nobody looks at the person next to them. They're just all on their phones. No one knows the name of the person next to them or can start a study group with the person next to them. They're all interested in their phone. That's their companion.
Wow. Wow. Marty, let me ask you this. When you and I first met at the university, we were sitting at a chemistry lab table. There were two stools with a sink in between us. I picked an empty lab table, put my books on the right side, went off to get my test tubes and glassware, came back, and there you were. How long did it take for us to say hello and introduce ourselves? One second?
20 seconds, maybe, at most, yeah.
20 seconds?
And I wouldn't have known you in today's world. I would have been on my phone, you would have been on your phone. That's it.
Wow.
I think they're missing out.
Absolutely. Okay, I just can't imagine. I can't. Now, we were separated by, I don't know, 3 feet, right? Because of the sink and the room under the table. It's probably a 5 foot lab table, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, so it wasn't like we were, you know, next to each other, rubbing shoulders. But that's almost what it's like in your classroom, I imagine, isn't it? Or almost.
Yeah, they're packed in there.
Okay, and are they in theater seats, or are what is the seating that they're in?
No, not that comfortable. Kind of creaky plastic seats, but they're attached to the desk in front of them.
Okay, and is it a raised platform or is it a flat floor? Or, I mean, are they on a raised floor or are they on a flat floor?
Raised.
Okay, so they're higher than you are. They look down on you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Very good. When we come back, where do you want to go? Are students customers or are they students? How are the students looked at by the institution? We'll be right back with Marty Barrett.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems. The Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Secretary Mattis came in, he met with the president, and they made the decision, and he won't leave for another couple of months, but he wanted to make the decision today.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says Defense Secretary Mattis submitted his letter of resignation and will be leaving his post at the end of February. Mattis is said to be enraged over President Trump pulling troops out of Syria without asking him. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi says she's stunned.
I am shaken by the resignation of General Mattis for what it means to our country, for the message it sends to our troops.
The president tweeted, a new defense secretary will be named soon. The White House is now making preparations to move 7,000 troops out of Afghanistan as well. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Marty Barrett's with us. We're talking about education at the college level today, and we're talking about cheating. And, Marty, you mentioned the cell phone and the short attention span. I've been invited with Mrs. Fennelly to an event this Christmas season, and it's where I'm going to not know everybody there. And I suggested to the host, how about this? How about, she said she's going to give name tags to everybody. I thought that was kind of neat. I thought, how about assigning that each person meet three people he doesn't know or she doesn't know, and you have to spend, 5 minutes with that person. It's uncomfortable.
I love it.
You know, and that's what I suggested. Now, in my house, People that come here, I used to have a sign on the back door saying no cell phones. Okay, can't bring. Oh. If you're coming in, your cell phone has to stay outside. Because I don't want people, if they're going to come into my house and spend time with me, I don't want them wasting my time by spending time on a cell phone. I also don't want to be tracked and photographed and recorded and all that. So that's what I do. Now, what if you had a policy that said no cell phones? Can you do it?
One of my colleagues has that policy, no cell phones. Uh-huh. And if somebody's cell phone rings, it makes them leave the rest of the class, the rest of that class.
Mm-hmm.
Makes them leave. I don't have to do that. Usually my students are pretty polite. If their phone goes off, they're usually annoyed themselves, scrambling through their purse, looking for the phone, and I don't need to do any more, the embarrassment is punishment enough.
Okay. But I had to, yes.
Oh, I was just going to say, but he has trouble with that. People don't want to do that.
All right. Well, I understand that, because I used to have meetups once a week at a restaurant in Springfield, Missouri, and it would take me, it'd be a 50-mile trip to and 50-mile trip from, and I spent a lot of time preparing, and all I wanted the meetup group to do is not have their cell phones in the room, okay? Leave them in the car.
Mm-hmm.
We put signs on the door. They couldn't do it. Finally, I said, I'm not asking for much. You know, we don't charge to be here. If you want to be here, great, but no cell phones. They couldn't do it. So
wow.
I left.
Yeah.
If they could, you know, it was a free meetup. They got some education they never received anyplace else, but they just couldn't remember to leave their cell phone in the car. And one gal walked in. She's on her cell phone. She walks right through the front door that says no cell phones. It's at eye level. You can't miss the sign.
Yeah.
No cell phones. Okay. She walks right past it. And she's on her cell phone looking for a seat, and she's late. All our eyes are on her.
Uh-huh.
My eyes are on her. And I called her out right then and there. I said, did you come through the front door? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you see the sign? No. Oh. Well, it's right on the front door.
Yeah.
Okay,
well, the Chinese have some kind of thing where they can scramble everything in the room.
I love it.
I know. Well, I wish we could do that.
You know one of our instructors, Bert Bertonis, so we can ask him to build you one.
Okay. I do know him.
No problem. Oh, yeah, you know Bert. so Bert can build one, and we'll get it to you. And you just power it up, and no cell phones will work.
None. That's what would be best.
Hmm. How about shutting down your Wi-Fi? You've got Wi-Fi access. How about shutting that down so that no one in your classroom can access Wi-Fi?
Well, that's what this instrument does. The Chinese have.
Okay. All right. Well, the Chinese also do some.
Mm-hmm. You know, here
the Chinese also
violating
do some
their policies. You know, their privacy.
Okay. Well, here's something else the Chinese do. Attendance is a problem in southern China. So what the school has done is they've worked with a technology company, and they have student trackers built into the uniforms of the students. So students all wear uniforms, and they're monitored where they go. There's sensors that monitor where they are at all times. And because they're still cheating, the students can swap uniforms. They have facial recognition.
Wow.
So, yes. So facial recognition, comparing the student with the uniform and where they are to make sure they're in class. Now, to me, I think that's extreme. They want these students to succeed. In my world, if a student doesn't get it by the time they're ready for college, then enjoy your life flipping hamburgers or washing windows or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Because we told you, and you just didn't get it. Okay, so let's talk about language. What about that code language called cursive? What's that all about?
Yeah, they can't read that. It's like an old people's code language. I wrote a note for a student. He didn't understand one of the essays I gave him, and I wrote out some helpers, you know, statements, and he said, I can't read this. And I still think, even if I didn't know cursive, I think I would be able to identify the letters there to understand what I was saying. But he said, oh, I can't read this. So I had to print it out for him. And this guy is like, I don't know, 25 years old maybe.
Wow. How does he sign his name? X?
No, just kind of mostly printed.
Wow.
It's odd, isn't it?
It's very odd because you and I, and probably most of our broadcast class, knows how to write in cursive. And the reason that we learn that is it's faster than printing. Much faster.
Yeah, yeah.
But I guess what happened is the keyboard. Is that what happened? Heck, we need to learn how to keyboard rather than to write in cursive. You think that's it?
Yeah, it's not taught in school anymore. And something else that's missing in school is no spelling. It's assumed that you can use spell check for anything you do. But what if, God forbid, you have to write something? First of all, you can't write it in cursive. Secondly, there's no spell check for your handwriting. So you look ignorant because you don't know how to spell even common words. My students don't know the difference between two, like too much or go to or the number two. They're all T-O.
Wow.
And it's sad.
You know, it is sad, and I'll tell you why. I learned a long time ago that one of the reasons why Americans were, and I don't know if we are anymore, but we were really innovative. We were really inventive. Mm-hmm. We thought differently from other countries was because of our language. And the way our language allowed us to think differently compared to a very structured language.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're reducing our lexicon, take three words and change it to one word, the word mm-hmm. two, T-O-O, and T-W-O, all with different meanings, that I think that would have an impact, a negative impact, in our ability to design, think, create, innovate. Would you say that over the years that your students are more, less, or the same in terms of innovation? Do they come up to you and say, look what is this cool or what? I figured this out. This is a design I have. What do you think? Do you think this would work? What are your thoughts, instructor?
I think it's some of each. I have some wonderful students that a girl the other day, I said something in class, and she goes, oh, I've always wondered about that. Now I get it. You cleared that up for me, or something about science. Mm-hmm. And so you get pepped up by those type of people. But there are those that are just looking at their phones and showing their neighbors the funny meme on their phone and talking, and you know, it's a mixture. It's a mix of both. There's some very motivated students and some that are there because they are forced to be. Mm-hmm. And they're all in the same room, and you got to kind of engage them all, which is the tricky part of it, I think.
Well, when I was teaching back in the early 1990s computer science at the high school level, what I did, the superintendent asked me how I'd like my classroom laid out. And I said, you know, desks, chairs, which way do they face? And I said, no, I don't want any of those things. All I would like is a chair with rollers. What I did, when I taught class, I would take, let's say, initially there were 60 students, 6-0. And fortunately, I got that down to about 15 students within a very short time. They just couldn't take it. But what I did was I adopted the character of Columbo, Lieutenant Frank Columbo, from the television series. I was Columbo. I was always confused, and because I had to do two things.
Confused but brilliant. Really?
Well, that was Columbo, not necessarily me. But, I was confused, that's for sure. And I was always asking questions of the students to make them think. And with these rolly chairs, I would say, we had folding tables. So if they were building something, constructing computers, we'd use the folding tables, and they'd take their chair and roll it over to the tables. But when we had a classroom setting, when I was teaching them specific topics, which was many times a week, I would say, okay, let's put our chairs in a circle, a large circle. And I would have more chairs than students. And let's say five more chairs than there were students. And that meant that they couldn't all sit together because there'd be gaps. And I would pick one of the empty seats, and I would start teaching from within that seat in the circle. And then I would get up and sit in another seat. And I would change seats because there were gaps. So I was generally going to be next to somebody during that class. Now, there was no room for phones.
Mm-hmm.
There was no phones. And they would have a notebook, and it would be on their lap, and they would be prepared. And I would tell them that I'm going to teach them things that are not in the book. So, and I didn't have books.
Mm.
I taught them. I would use the blackboard, and they'd be in a semicircle if we were at the blackboard. They'd bring the roller chairs over there. But there were no desks. None. And it really
Perfect.
Worked well. It really worked
imagine.
Well. Because I could see everything that they were doing. But then again, I had to be a teacher, and I had to be prepared, because I couldn't fake it. So it really worked. We'll talk more about education when we get back. Mark.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Homemakers.
Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Marty, when I was a high school, college, and university instructor, I knew what my job was, the focus was. It was teaching. And although it was never said, I felt I was in competition with everyone else. And I wanted to be the best of all the teachers, regardless of the subject material, at the school, college, or university. How are students viewed today? Are they viewed as people who need education and are to be educated, or are they viewed as customers?
They have a little bit more impact than we had in our day. I don't even remember doing a professor observation or grading. Did you ever do those in college? Were you grade in every aspect?
No.
I never remember doing that. And that brings around one thing that I think is an improvement over our day in school. You can imagine me sitting in physics class. Physics is already challenging. And my professor was from Greece. So when I say it's all Greek to me, it really was. I had to sit there and try to decode what he was saying to try to get the message and then apply it to some concept. And it was twice as challenging. In today's world, that wouldn't make it. If we have students, if we have adjuncts at our college that aren't easily understood, the students will grade them poorly and they won't be back. So I think that's one big improvement that's happened over the years, is that they have to speak the language audibly in order to secure their job. And another good change, I think, just to get on a good topic for a second, is Bill and Melinda Gates have given money to make textbooks for all major subjects in college, particularly the math and science. And they offer these books for free. They're on the internet. You can get them totally for free. If you want to download it, if you want a printed copy, it costs you like $30. Well, it's a wonderful outlet for, you know, I remember even in our day, textbooks were very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But they've, you know, typical science textbook probably is $300. And many of my students don't have that. So this, I'm looking into this, they call it OpenStax. It's free textbooks for students. And, of course, the publishers are up in arms about this. That's where they make their money, and textbooks. But I think it's a great option that this is coming around so people could learn for free, at least from textbooks.
Mm-hmm. What does the administration say that your job is? Have they told you?
Yes, they
tell you that you're
to promote the college. And I think that indirectly I promote the college, hopefully by having satisfied customers. But I don't think my job is to go to elementary schools every week and talk about the college. And that's what they want us to do. They want us to, they give us a list of, like a spreadsheet that's empty. Put all the things in here that you've done to promote the college this year. All the other places you've gone and all the extra things you've done. And all that takes away from your teaching time, which is what's really important.
So what would happen if you said, I could see me doing that. I could see me following their instructions and filling out that I went to ShopRite or Pathmark or Walmart and I engaged customers in the aisles to the point where the store manager threw me out for harassing customers. I mean, I would take it to that extreme. I would say, you know, I tried, but I've worn out my welcome in all the stores. I tried to get people who I thought were grandparents to have their grandchildren or children come to my class and learn more, and they threw me out. What are these guys thinking? I can understand being all for the team. Yes, I can.
Mm-hmm.
And promoting the team. But no one ever asked me to do that. No one ever asked me to promote the school. But what I did was I demanded that my students represent the class that I taught positively in and out of school.
Which is much more effective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. Marty Barrett, thank you so much for spending your time with us and telling about what's happening in education from the front lines. I don't think many people really understand that what you told today in class is absolutely true. Thank you again.
Okay. See ya.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.